And can there be the understanding of doubt?
Little by little.
Mm-hmm. So even doubt is a reality.
Would it be true to say that in a single lifetime the amount of development of understanding is quite small?
Again? Who knows what life, this or that, a future life, or one more, two
but
more.
Isn't that the way it should be, that it's... It must be small. How can it be a lot?
Little by little.
Little by little, mm-hmm. each life. Mm-hmm.
And what about avijja?
And that also
in the same life?
Yes, and that's also accumulating so much.
But isn't this all thinking and speculating, because it all depends on accumulations and one doesn't know the accumulations from moment to
well,
moment.
But I'm talking about moment. Theoretically, you can't expect to have understanding to here and then within one life jump to there.
How can we see more wrong view? That's what I'd like to know, because I'm sure wrong view does arise in a day, but never apparent. So what kind of, apart from hearing, listening more to the Dhamma?
Developing Satipatthana.
Developing Satipatthana.
Wow.
Reducing
developing more right view.
How's that done?
Get rid of ignorance.
That or develop by having panya little by little.
Okay, let's try to put this question in another way. So on the one hand, one can't judge others or tell others, you know, what the cheetahs are. But on the other hand, you know, it's recommended that one should be the one that's easily criticized, or one should be able to point out others' difficulties to help. Any comment about this?
Just talk about realities and let them consider.
Right.
So it will be their own right understanding.
And on the other hand, we're all so full of places that anyone can say anything and be right.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not like that, because when it's right according to the characteristic of reality.
Yes, that's why it's always better to talk about realities rather than one can talk about the characteristic of dosa or the characteristic of mana. It's not someone's dosa or someone's mana or someone's...
What realities are the most useful ones to talk about?
Anyone which appears.
It are those which appear.
And especially the characteristic of Satipatthana.
Mm-hmm.
So one will know when Satipatthana arises and when it doesn't arise.
I can see this is extremely important, actually, because of the importance of knowing those moments with Satipatthana from those without. That seems to me, if those moments are known more, then there's a lot more development than if they are occurring but pass unnoticed.
It's like someone would like to know what is wrong view.
Mm-hmm.
The story of wrong view,
mm-hmm.
but when wrong view arises, there is no understanding of it.
Right.
But knowing much more about just the story, that's why it needs Satipatthana.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment, we might get attached to the explanation and misunderstand.
Right. Yeah. Cling to the answer.
For example, if we talk about just a moment of citta. And at least there must be 7 jetasikas arising. Only this can condition oneself to know how much one knows about it. See? No understanding of this moment of citta, no understanding of any jetasika which arises with this citta. See? So we do not have to go so far, but by hearing this it can condition awareness to be aware when there are enough accumulation of knowing how to know reality, not just by reading, but by reading one knows what is happening. That is not self. There are citta and jetasikas and rupa.
For example, In the Brahma Java Sutta, it talks about the 62 different kinds of wrongdoing. That could be reading that, considering such.
It does not appear now. Shall we think about those?
No, but if you read about it and consider,
forget about it too.
It might happen, but I'm just saying that one could consider.
There are 62, right?
Yeah.
How many that we can remember?
I don't know.
Whatever, 62.
Whatever is understood at that moment, it is conditioned as sankhara, and it might still just happen.
I guess it all depends on why we are told there's 62 different wrong view, whether it's just that's the way things are, or it's important to know.
It seems like one is trying to know about something that is not right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how can we know, or how can we find that thing? Because it's not there. But when we have more understanding, we can know what is wrong and what is right. Mm. And we don't have to think much about it, or to try very hard to find it when it's not there. But when it's there, Panya can see it as a reality which is wrong. But the person who has wrong view never know about that at all.
Never know when it arises, but after the fact?
Panya knows.
Does that mean there's no value in reading the Brahma Java Sutta, for example? If
now does it grow then more than 62? But anyway, when we sum up, we can see that 62 is all right. But it can be known when it arises and appear,
but
through awareness.
But through wisdom,
right?
Not so much just by learning it.
No, it's like pasa and vedana and jhana right now. It's like something in darkness.
Ajahn, would that be a condition for understanding it?
When there is right understanding knows what is wrong. But when there is no right understanding, what knows whether what is right or wrong?
So one could think, thinking about believing in a guru is wrong understanding, so you stop believing in a guru, but that's not wisdom, right? That's not understanding.
But
the
that person knows that the guru is wrong.
Understands the guru is wrong only because
so that
it's wrong understanding.
Right understanding knows that guru is wrong.
Right understanding knows, but not just thinking about that it's wrong without any right understanding.
When there's right understanding, guru is wrong, and right understanding knows that guru is wrong.
Right. But one could think that guru is wrong without having right understanding.
So it's not one's own understanding.
Right.
It's only just thinking.
Right. Mm.
So it has to develop from something, so that whatever way in which it was introduced that X is a wrong view, whether he said it, or whether the person read it somewhere, or heard it, whatever the method that the person hears X, or somehow are they introduced to the idea X is a wrong view, and then contemplates about it, what is wrong with that?
But see, some kinds of wrong thinking, like, well, in the realm of superstition, are contrary to karma, cause and result. So where you think that it's always unlucky to do such and such, then your thinking is not in line with karma vipaka. So whether that amounts to wrong view, I don't necessarily think so. But then, as Ajahn said, if the characteristic of wrong view is known, then that would be the only way to answer the question, I suppose.
I talk about sakkaya ditti, but when we talk about other wrong view, we can see that it's wrong. But I just mentioned sakkaya ditti when I talk about that.
Right, I see. Wrong view itself.
If someone say that killing is good, is it not wrong view?
All wrong views only arise because of self-view. Can you, if there's no self-view, no other
wrong
view?
When self view has been eradicated, there can never be any wrong view.
So for example, that example of killing is good, which we know is wrong view, how does self-view condition that kind of wrong view?
Kill who? Who kills?
Who kills you?
Even that person doesn't know anything about Dharma at all, but he has such understanding or idea that killing is good, it's wrong view.
So a child unknowingly kills insects, is that wrong view? No. He doesn't believe in it.
It's akusala, but if there is the idea that killing insect is good, that is wrong view.
But yeah, if the idea that there's no harm in killing insects?
Wrong view.
Wrong view?
Not according to the truth.
Not according to the truth.
Conditions for killing, what about just hurting or, I mean, there's still conditions for wrong speech to another person. What about?
But not at level of kamapata, which will condition their birth.
So there can still be intention to hurt or cause trouble for the other, or I mean, there can be knowing that it's wrong, but there can still be
by akusala.
By akusala. So when, for example, killing is eradicated at that stage, it's not because wrong view has been eradicated, but because akusala at that degree has been eradicated.
By experiencing the noble truths.
Yeah.